This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Kurzowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, last week we saw the big, beautiful bill. We saw some strength in the cash dairy markets, but we saw a sizable dip in Tuesday's global dairy trade auction.
Yeah, that was I shouldn't say surprise. I think it was kind of widely expected. It's not unusual. I think the takeaway really on GDT at the moment is that this is the time of year when we do tend to get a little bit of a dip. In fact, if you look back over the last 10 years, more than 70% of the time, whole milk powder declines in the month of July. I believe the skim milk powder has the same rough stat. So this is a normal weakening market given seasonality more than anything else. So I wouldn't read too much into it at this point in time. It has probably given us a little bit of a headwind here in the U.S. non-fat market, which has been pretty sideways really for the past few weeks anyhow.
What is the global market saying to you? You know, we're depending more and more on exporting dairy products. And are we seeing cheese prices and butter prices starting to rise globally?
They're not rising. They're not falling. They're staying well above the U.S. price. So it depends on the week, whether they're up, down a little bit here and there. But I would say big picture, price of U.S., you know, cheese in the U.S. is the cheapest origin globally at the moment. Butter in the U.S. is the cheapest origin globally at the moment. And that has been the case really for most of this year. And that continues to be the case. So I would expect that you'll continue to have a really good shot at exporting, especially when you look at the U.S. dollar, which has also been weakening here. All of those together, just take the absolute price of these products, and we ought to be exporting them handedly.
I was noticing that the U.S. dollar is at a level that hasn't seen this low in over 3 years, from what I understand. So, yes, we should be much more competitive.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of factors that go into the ultimate price, but I would suggest that right now we have a pretty decent supply in the U.S. of milk. That may change as we go forward over the next few months as we get into the summer heat and you start to see things change on that front. But we have a prospect to make plenty of butter and cheese right now and even probably non-fat. The question really is about demand. We think exports will be good. How does U.S. demand shake up?
Thank you, David. Dave Kurzowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Eileen Jensen, executive director of the New York Animal Ag Coalition.
The mobile dairy experience is brand new, and it's an experience that tells the entire story from farm to fridge. When you walk inside of our experience, you will be able to learn in a variety of ways, and it has taken more than a decade to come up with this final idea of this mobile dairy experience. A key component of the mobile dairy experience is to learn in a variety of ways. So we have a lot of interactive pieces for people of all ages to learn about how we care for our animals on the farm, how we are sustainable in the fields and in the barn and on the farm. We have interactive pieces to learn about the steps that it takes to make milk and make dairy products. We want to promote careers, so we have a lot of interactive videos to learn about the careers in the dairy industry. And finally, we have very interactive pieces to learn about the nutritional benefits of dairy products.
How did you come up with the content of this?
A real key part of this is, as NIAC, we are a coalition of organizations, and we have access to a network of people in the New York dairy industry contributed to that content. It took a lot of people to make this happen. And it's taken a lot of research, a lot of planning, a lot of different layouts of what is going to work here in New York State to help promote New York dairy farming. We broke this into 5 different sections when you walk into our trailer, and that is what we wanted to really break down the entire story from farm to fridge into smaller pieces so that consumers can understand it better. And for us, after a decade of planning, we're really excited to be here launching this and getting ready to take it all over New York State. And so New York dairy farmers have built this. New York dairy farmers own this. Our NIAC organization are really proud to hopefully in the future have agribusinesses and more farms on board to support this financially. This rig is hitting the road, and it will be on the road through Thanksgiving all over every corner of New York State.
How do people learn more about the mobile dairy experience?
At our website, nyanimalag.org. And that'll also be where we post a schedule for where the mobile dairy experience will be heading, and also how you can learn more about how to schedule it and how you can get it at one of your events in your local community.
Eileen Jensen, the executive director of the New York Animal Ag Coalition. I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.